told me that the card that I brought that had the comments from every mayor, you took the time after the party, because Doug was tired after such a party, and you took the time and read every comment, and you said that, you know, he had a little story about each person, and he had a little cry after each one. So that's how much it meant to him.
It certainly did.
Yes. Okay, so here we go. Kim Lesage.
On behalf of the MRC staff, we want to offer you our sympathies. We knew Doug for a few years, and he was nothing but a pleasure to work with. He was always available when we needed him, even throughout the long drives that he had to do, and never missed a meeting. He was also very kind and very sweet. And I really enjoyed the time that I got to work with him. And I reflect that with our staff here at the MRC. Thank you.
Thank you.
Paul Gagneau, municipality of Chichester. It was a pleasure to work with Doug. He was very dedicated to his municipality on the MRC. And I've only known him for a short time, but he was well-liked. And my sympathies to the family. Thank you.
Thank you.
Corey Spence, Mayor Elisée Alimet. I remember meeting Doug, and right off, he had a smile on his face, and he was very nice to be around. And the few times that I did speak with him, I knew that he was a man of conviction. And I know that he'll be missed. And my thoughts are with the family. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Joanne. It's Doris Ranger from the municipality of Sheenborough, your neighbor. I've only known Doug a short time, but as I could see, he was so dedicated to your municipality, and I'm sure your family too. All I can say is my sincere condolences to you and your family. Okay. Take care.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Jean-Louis Corriveau, mayor from Calumet Island. I didn't know Doug for a long time, but I was really happy to work with him, and my sincere sympathy for all the family. All right.
Thank you.
Brent Orr, mayor of Bristol. Our condolences to your family. Doug had infectious laughter and that when he was at the meeting, and he will be missed. Our condolences again.
Thank you.
Odette Gaudin, Odie from Waltham. I don't know what to say about Doug. I'm good. I don't know what to say about Doug. It's true, I only knew him for a short time, but I felt like I knew him forever. Jane told me to sit with him at the first plenary because he was new. And we giggled at each other at what we didn't know. And it continued. I always looked for him. And I know he not only loved his wife, he was in love with his wife. That's very rare. And he loved to swish it. He had big plans. And I don't know who I'm going to talk to, but this isn't fair.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. And I really feel for you and your family. I enjoyed him so much.
Thank you.
Hi, Joanne. Terry LeClaire from municipality of Otter Lake. I'd just like to say how sorry I am for you and your family. Like a lot of the other mayors at the table, unfortunately, we didn't get to know Doug as much as we wanted to. I can remember sitting beside Odie and Doug at that first meeting and trying not to laugh at them while laughing at everyone else. He was dedicated to his municipality. He was brave to have gone through what he did. And all I guess any one of us want is to be remembered. And we definitely will remember Doug. My deepest sympathies.
Thank you very much.
Christine Francaire, mayor for Clunge. I would like to offer my sympathies. And I knew Doug for a short time, but I thought he was a great man. He cared a lot about Rapide. He's going to be missed here.
Thank you.
Hi, Joanne. Sandra Armstrong, Mayor of Mansfield and Pontefract. Along with my new colleagues here, I've known Doug only a short time. And I'd like to offer you and your family our sympathies from Mansfield. What Doug showed everyone here is his wisdom, his strength, and his courage. That we will remember, and it will be tattooed on our heart forever. He sure did shake us when he would come on Zoom and say, hello! That we'll miss forever, but I think every one of us will for sure hear that often in our minds. So my deepest sympathy.
Thank you very much.
Hello, Joanne. Richard Armitage, the pro mayor of the municipality of Shawville. I was fortunate to work with Doug on our waste management committee, and he had such a great sense of humor. I got along quite well with him. But I do remember one particular day. It was the first meeting after the reopening of your local sawmill, and the glow that he had on his face that day. He was pretty proud of
yes.
the hard work accomplished. He was truly, truly cared for his community and actually everything that seemed to go on in MRC Pontiac. So on behalf of the municipality of Shawville, our condolences to you and your family.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Robert Wills, pro mayor of Thorne. And I can't say that I knew Doug at all, except for the booming voice through the loudspeakers here at the meetings. I don't even know much about Swisha, although my band played up there about 45 years ago, and it's going to be a chapter in a comic book eventually. Write a whole book about that weekend.
Oh, I could imagine what's in that book.
It's Philip Elliott representing the municipality of Clarendon. Ed Walsh is our mayor. I met him a couple of times here on video, and people of Clarendon, I are sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Alain Gagnon, maire de la municipalité de Bryson. As you can see, like everybody else, you know, you can see the positive impact that Doug had on all of us. He'll be missed. Had the privilege to also work with Doug on a few committees. So to your family and council and all the residents of Rapide des Joachins, my condolences.
Thank you for that.
Pauline Larvier, mayor of Leechville. On behalf of the municipality, as well as myself, I wish give you my deepest condolences. Doug, from what I know of him, was a mayor for only 2 years, but accomplished many great things in that time. And I think the people of Rapide will remember him for that and for his perseverance. And I mean, he was at the meetings up until the very last. That's something to be very proud of. And he is a very determined gentleman. So again, I wish our deepest condolences.
Thank you.
Carl Mayer, Aileen and Gaywood, deepest sympathies to you and your family. Only knew Doug for a little while, but seen him on Zoom. He never missed a meeting. And he's always happy about it to be here. So my condolences to you and your family.
Thank you.
Hello, Joanne. Raymond Pilon, mayor of Camel's Bay. I actually never met Doug personally in person, but only heard good things about Doug. You can see how determined he was and how hard a worker he was for his community by the project that he was working on. So on behalf of the municipality of Camel's Bay, we'd like to give you all our sympathies to you and your family. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So, Joanne, we've gone around the table, and I wanted to say a few words before we have our moments of silence. The mayors know, but I'd like to repeat it again for the sake of our public. watching or for the media, that fortunately on his birthday, September 9th, Alana Bose was able to come, the DG representing Stephanie and the rest of the council, because they had held a meeting on Thursday night and talked about the idea of naming the splash pad for Doug Russell, having a plaque installed. And so he was alive to hear that. And my goodness, he had a big reaction, tears of joy, because one thing I certainly know, we all know here at the table, is that Doug fought hard. It's very competitive, that vitalization money. It's not easy to get it. And that was probably about $100,000 to build a splash pad up at Rapide. And so that's just a wonderful legacy. And the fact that, it's not easy to get a forestry mill reopened, and the fact that he was there to cut the ribbon, and he worked hard, and together we worked with Bill Kane to get that open. And I know that's had a direct impact on your community and provided jobs. Everything that's been said tonight, Joanne, has been recorded, so it will be available tomorrow on the website. And Stephanie has a message too. And so Stephanie, would you like to speak?
Thank you, Jane. Joanne, I just want to wish you our deepest condolences on behalf of the municipality. I had the pleasure of working alongside with Doug for a short period of time. He was very brave and courageous throughout the whole battle. I have a message from our Director General, Alana, who had an opportunity to work alongside with him a little closer than I did. So I'm just going to read here what she has to say. Doug was a fighter. When the cancer knocked him down the first time, he got right back up. He was fearless. It was business as usual. And although it was taking his voice, he refused to give up. When his cancer came back stronger, he refused to back down, not even 2 years into his term as mayor. And he had to face that horrible disease a second time. And this time it was really taking its toll. As sick as he was, he refused to give up. He kept pushing forward. Swisha may not have been his hometown, but he treated it as such. And although I've only really got to know Doug during these past 2 years, it feels like I have known him for a lifetime. The things that this council has accomplished within the 2 years is truly incredible. He was a voice for all our small community at the regional meetings. I truly enjoyed working with him, and he will be greatly missed.
That's beautiful. Thank you very much, Stephanie. And
thank you for those.
Go ahead, Joanne.
I just want to say thank you for those kind words.
Our condolences, Joanne.
Thanks, Steph.
And Joanne, I just wanted to also announce to the mayors that, as you said, we had Doug's celebration of life. It was, month did we do that?
August, I believe.
In August, where it was. There was a big party held. And that was just so wonderful, because he didn't know what he had ahead at that point. And so we were able to celebrate his life. And you're having a quiet sort of family and friends gathering. And when is that?
On Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Deep River Funeral Home.
Okay.
And it is open to anybody who'd like to attend.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Joanne. And just know that our thoughts and prayers are with you. And we know that you're going to continue to do great things with family members up in Rapide, and we will keep in touch. And at this point, we're just going to have a moment's silence to each reflect on what a wonderful person Doug Russell was and is. So we'll begin our moment's silence now.